going away. I'm Ward Stone, pathologist from DEC for 21 years, 5 years in Medical Corps of the United States Navy. And I am a scientist. And I have discovered a lot of pollution. And I can tell you why we don't do well in finding pollution and cleaning it up. It's because we have a lot of political interference in what gets done, what tests will be done, and what the outcome will be. And before I took any samples, I talked to high people in DEC, and they indicated, oh yes, the permit will be okay. And that's usually the way it is. There may be some slight modifications, but the permit will get there. Because the economy is bad, there's a need for jobs and money, it's going to make it. And it was pitiful, because the first time I saw the cement plant was 1962. I wasn't working for the department then, but then I went over and I flew over it in 1970, and you could smell it, and you could see the material coming up into the atmosphere that we flew through. I assumed people would do something pretty good about studying it, but when all they studied was the obvious, was dust getting on cars and on the shingles on houses and damaging them. That was the big find. You would think when you looked at that ash settling that you would start looking at the respiratory tracts and respiratory problems in people and in animals. That, of course, was not done. It was not done at all. We intended to get a permit out. And a lady here just talked about going up to Midway Cafe, up the road, and seeing the dust all over. The dust on the roads. You see trailer trucks go down Route 9W, and you see a cloud of dust go up into the air 20, 30 feet above the trailer truck. And there's lots of those. They just see it blow over into the school ground. You see it heading in that direction, away from the truck. You take a quick look, and you see the conveyor coming down the hill from the quarry. And although they wet the material, you see it all on the ground and on the conveyor. And you see piles of it. You go there when it rains, heavy rain. It carries that dust off into nearby brooks. It actually turns white when it hits there. Take your pH meter. You can just follow a rising pH there in the stream. I did that. Now, I'm a pathologist besides knowing a lot of toxicology. So I also know that dust, regardless of whether or not it has a little mercury in it, a little cadmium in it, is very dangerous to respiratory systems, whether they be lungs or they be gills. And it gets on the gills or gets in the lungs, and it's the abrasiveness along with pH changes that results in pathology to the lungs and gills. I noticed that there are no fissures in that stream adjacent to the, or at least there were not last year, adjacent to the conveyor belt. And I found where a lot of the stuff is coming from. And of course, it is not a simple matter of looking at this. It's not just stack tests. It's also the dust is very important around this area because people are breathing there. I saw this the track team running down the road right through that material. You had to breathe that in when you went by. It's really easy to see the problems. Big piles of stone dust dumped there from the quarry. Big front end loaders going up, picking it up, moving it somewhere else. Tires covered with the material. Out onto the road, going into the plant. This then is carried by the vehicles back onto the road. North and south, vehicles going by, kick it up into the air, it gets off the sides. Some of the fields around there have enormous levels of calcium. You would not really think much about looking at calcium initially because we have lots of calcium in our teeth and bones. It is a necessary element. However, it also can be pathological. And when I started looking around, I found like on some of the fields and areas, very, very high calcium, which was related to the fallout of the dust on these areas. Now, that's something that should have been done about that. Even if you look at Google Earth, And you look at Midway Cafe and some of those places, you'll notice that they look very white in their parking lots. And that's due to how much dust is actually there. So if you think I have transgressions in quality assurance, quality control, you have transgressions in thought and in finding things, initial obvious stuff. But we do have QAQC. Now, how did they get the data? I've learned a lot about 1984. And what they did was they tapped my phone. They tapped my fax. They broke into my computer. And when they couldn't get the data off of the computer because I had deleted it, they then went to the servers and took it off of there, what they could find. But they didn't get it all, by far. Now, when I wanted to be cooperative with the state and talk to the health department, they were not very happy with that. Nobody wanted me to go onto the plant grounds. Nobody was going to help me. Now, this is after 40 years. And after doing major cases, I was the head of health on PCBs. Diazinon, major cases, most of them, either I found them or I was very close to finding them and played a major role. So the reason why we don't do very well is basically we are pathetic in the state. And we don't go about trying to find things. We also know that we get political pressure placed on us when we are doing too much. Now, this is too little. Going back to 1962, we are pathetic in what we're doing here tonight, presenting the minuscule amount of data that we have. So I would like to challenge you to get some meaningful data and do something with us and not just tell stories about what can be done in the future. And, of course, it isn't just Lafarge. It's all the companies that were here before. And it's also companies like Calinac. And is it just stack tests that will find the stuff? And obviously you have to take a look at what industries were here before, railroad beds, to figure out what pollutants were here even before cement. But I don't think that cement is going to be looked on very favorably in the near future for its pollution, because of pollution. We don't hear much about carbon dioxide. The carbon dioxide that's coming out of there, that's bad stuff, but it certainly goes over to CO2, so it has a global aspect to it as well. All right, so what I did was, since I could not get any money from DEC to do what I had done so many times, we got a little money from CASE, and that's where that data came from. We're going to get more data. Now we got no dioxins, no fear in it. I mean, an entire party to raise money would get us maybe one fear and test. But now that I'm out... Now that I'm out, we're going to continue the studies. And now I'm down to state employee, so I can go after the state really well. And I intend to do just that. Because I know that the cement pollution is much more pollution, much more important than has been said. And the CO2 is part of that. We have looked at the rocks. We've taken rocks from around the quarry. And we have smashed those up. And we have looked at that so we know what is in the rock. It also is kind of interesting, too, because the rock was not all laid down at the same time. And therefore, the elemental analyses show that there's some variability there. And I would say, when it came to the state and what they would cause Lafarge to look at or some other company, it was very limited. If you take a look, you'll see that Lafarge ran a mercury test a couple of years ago, and they didn't like the results after a while because it was too high, and it indicated more mercury might be coming out at that time than they wanted coming out. But still, the sampling is very, very light, even for things like mercury and cadmium that are very cheap to look at. So we do not know what is going on. We do not know. You do not know, and I don't know, but I do know that it's in the wildlife. I know there's some elevated levels of things like cadmium in them. Mercury may be overrated in some ways. especially in the locality immediately around the plant. The reason why I think that is the case is from our wildlife findings and the fact that the gaseous mercury is heading elsewhere, including east. Certainly, a lot of times it's going north and south, but other times I've seen it going due east. And there have been fairly remarkable pieces of data showing upward elevations in mercury in things like bass, in ponds and lakes, in Rensselaer and in Columbia County. So there's other sources of it, and past sources we have to look at too. There have been other mercury plants or other cement plants in action, like in Hudson, and we've got to take a look at that whole thing. But the reason why people are irritated is because there's no answers. We listened to the Dog and Pony Show last night, and that's what it was. I have considerable disrespect for many of the people who work in state government on pollution, because they are so influenced by industry, money, and politics, political pressure, bureaucratic pressure that comes down on the scientists. And I saw a good bunch of that this year. So when you come back next time, try to have some meaningful data. And I'd be glad to look at your data and your methods for their quality assurance and whether or not they're going the right way. And obviously, they have not been going the right way. You haven't got data. Let me ask you one thing about the dust. When I pointed out about the dust, and by the way, I don't believe you were there when Case had their meetings, and we presented and gave out a lot of data. You were not there to ask any questions. But some things have been done about the dust, I understand, and the dust plan. Are you privileged to know what that is?
Exactly.
And how important they think the dust is in the pollution around here?
They being...
Dr. Freed?
Oh.
Dr. Daines?
I don't know what Dr. Freed or Dr. Daines thinks about the dust in the area.
Well, the literature is full of material on cement dust. You probably know that they're even thinking that cement dust has played a major role in the respiratory problems of the rescuers and workers. Mm-hmm. Down at 9/11. So why wouldn't it have some potential importance in a community that has been facing it for 40, 50 years straight? Are you going to consider the risk there? And it makes the risk a lot different because that falls out really close. That falls out close to the plant. It's a different kind of a thing than looking for a model of where the gaseous mercury is going from.
We are looking at this.
Now, I wasted so much of my life in DEC. I wasted it talking to morons who were not looking at the real problems. I mean, I did PCBs in the Hudson, pretty much a lot of that, and the dumps. Here we are, but almost 50 years later, a couple of generations, and we're still getting at dredging the PCBs in the river. That's after all these decades of it volatilizing into the atmosphere and being carried on particular matter downriver and into the ocean and move out in biota. It's incredible that it should take that amount of time. We need to take care of the environment. You know why? Because we're all dependent on it, and it is falling apart. We can see it on a daily basis. First, there was no global warming, and that was a fake. All these things now are being largely accepted. We just had a big meeting on that down in Cancun. I think the United Nations is pretty interested in that. Mercury on a worldwide basis. And we are diddling around for 40 years or more on this one site without getting the basic data and doing anything. Now, this is not meant to really attack you. It may feel that way, But it's nothing like I feel like doing to you compared to a couple of your statements about me a little earlier. But you counted me being there. And I did not have permission to enter the plant grounds. I could not become part of the investigation officially. No one had looked at any wildlife. They hadn't done the fish. It was a lousy, incomplete study. Not even reaching the amount that you could even call it incomplete. And it was designed, this last one, to make sure that LaForge got their permit and got it going. That's not science. It's not good for the public in the long run. It's not good for the environment. Probably not even good for LaForge. The data we get here is applicable to cement plants in other places worldwide. As far as looking at things, a couple years ago, my daughter pointed out to me that she was getting a lot of heavy jewelry. She was 11 years old. It was jewelry, most of it imported, full of lead, solid hunks of lead. More than 99% lead in a lot of cases. Pretty darn dangerous for people to hold in their hands, put in their mouth. So I did move on that. We had missed that. When I pointed that out, I met with health. They were not interested in looking at it. Attorney General's office was interested. Dr. Judith Schreiber. But health, I think, needs to get on the stick and do some relevant work. Because it sure as heck, and it has done some great work. Definitely has done some great work. But it's been slipping lately. And I guess that goes along with the whole country slipping on toxics and a lot of environmental work. On the dust, is anything going on with that? Are you going to look at that? Are you considering Callanan's action?
Well, yes, we are going to look at that in phase two. And at this point, again, because we were focusing on the Ravena cement plant, we aren't explicitly looking at fugitive dust emission releases from the Callanan facility. But perhaps we should. But you're making good points about the dust.
I know. There may be some court on this. I kind of look forward to that.
Okay.
So you think there is going to be some looking at that dust aspect?
Those are the two.
Yes, that's a pathway that there's definitely dust in the community. There's definitely, health effects associated with dust, respiratory irritation. You noted, we're going to evaluate that. But we, in terms of, I'd rather not. I mean, the public health assessment is a basically fundamentally risk assessment that helps to decide what samples need to be taken, if they need to be taken, and what they need to be analyzed for. And where. So we kind of have to design studies based on that, the results of the public health assessment.
I think they need to get a hold of the necropsy reports, the autopsies on the people,
mm-hmm.
find out what
That's
they really did die
idea.
From, whether they had histological studies done.
Mm-hmm.
When they took a close look at the trachea and voice box, and lungs and see what was going on. Because a number of the older workers at LaForge have told me they have voice problems as they get older. And people like working over in the quarry, and they don't always follow their directions for protecting themselves from the dust. But they develop some pretty strange voice problems. And it goes from there. So there may be some data that can be found. Let's get in a hurry. We're building that plant. People want to know what's there. Anything else?
No, thank you.
I just wanted to address two things. You may